So you know how democracy is all about making decisions?
Ugh, yawn.
But the biggest decision on the day, you never get a choice.
What's this?
Well, when you go and get your sausage after you voted,
yes,
it's always just beef sausages. That's the only sausage you can get.
That's true.
So boring. You should get a choice in what sausage is served at your polling booth.
That would be a democracy sausage.
That's the only issue. What this campaign period should be about is Australia coming together and working out which sausage is served on election day. That's the choice.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, someone, I think it was a Greek or something, invented a little thing called democracy.
I propose we vote for who's in charge.
Oh my gods, what an amazing idea. Someone, invent writing and then write that down. Now let's get back to building that Trojan horse.
A great idea, sure. But for thousands of years, democracy did not take off.
Mummy, how do they choose the king?
Well, son, all the kingdoms come together, and then after about 8 seasons, they have a big fight around episode 3.
Oh.
People just didn't buy it.
Sure, we're having a choice over who rules is a great idea, but I don't see what's in it for me.
Then one day, a genius, probably an Australian, decided to take his Weber, plonk it just outside his local primary school, whack on a boob's apron, strike a redhead, and then slap down some miscellaneous meat tubes. Enough to last till about 4:30, quarter to 5.
Dad, what's that?
It's democracy, son.
It looks like a sausage.
Sandwiched between one piece of slightly stale supermarket white bread. The democracy sausage was born.
The ancient Greeks were, oh, really right. Viva la democracy!
But there was something missing. You could choose your prime minister, but you couldn't choose your sausage.
Can I have pork?
Nah, you c***ed. It's only beef.
Until now.
This isn't a democracy. This is a sausage dictatorship.
Something has to be done. And who better than the Chaser to step in? Announcing the right to vote for your democracy sausage. Which one will you choose?
Can I have musk stick flavour?
No, but other than that, the choice is yours. At last, Barnaby's sausage.
Mmm!
It's the sausage so tempting, one bite, and you'll be required to seek employment in a different ministerial office.
Oh.
Barnaby's sausage is an all-pork affair with a glowing beetroot red outer skin, air-dried and aged, well beyond perfection. It's the sausage that will go with anything, as long as there's a bit of sauce on the side. Buy a Barnaby, and we'll throw in a bottle of Murray Darling water for just $80 million.
Bargain!
Barnaby's sausage. Have one fresh out of the oven, and you might end up with one in the oven.
I'm sorry, what?
Throw one on a Barbie today, but only if Barbie is a ministerial staffer.
My name's Kath. See ya.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Introducing Catter's Queensland Snag. Made from 100% Queensland crocodiles personally shot by Bob Catter to solve Australia's most urgent problem.
Every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Wrapped in the intestines of various other animals also shot by Catter, then left to ferment under his enormous hat in the Queensland soil.
Let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom.
Barbecue at least 12 centimetres apart because Catter doesn't like it when two sausages rub together. Catter's Queensland Snag. We asked Bob to spend some time with a sausage in his mouth and he said,
"But I ain't spending any time on it."
This is Radio Chaser, Triple M.
There is a mood for change.
Voting for Bill Shorten, there's only one sausage to eat on election day. The Shorten Sweet. A short beef snag with a sweet, sweet surprise.
Mmm, two scrumptious little man boobs on the end. Mm-mm.
Made from terrified cows butchered by union standover men. The Shorten Sweet is out now for a collective bargain price. The short and sweet. It could be your least worst option.
Cost of Bill Shorten sausage varies because it hasn't been budgeted properly.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
You've had a hard day's work down the nickel mine. Now you want a snag that fits the size of your appetite.
Oh, so hungry.
But there's just one problem. Your boss hasn't paid you. Introducing the Clive Parmigiana. A f***ing fat f*** of a chicken parma sausage. Finally crafted by unpaid workers, then advertised on every f***ing billboard around the country for months on end.
Hello, everybody. Here I am.
It's the sausage you'd buy if you'd been paid the wage you'd been promised.
Aww.
Next time you have a hunger for unpaid work, choose the Clive Parmigiana sausage. Available now, but only in luxury Fijian resorts.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
What's the saddest thing you could do to an Election Day Sanger? Skimp on the bread.
The total area of this bread slice is so small.
Research shows the average sausage overhang from an Election Day Sanger is a whopping 6 centimetres.
I could bite this sausage 3 times before my lips even meet the bread. This Sanger sucks.
That's why you need the Ballot Paper Sanger. We've replaced the bread with a whopping great Senate ballot paper so you can wrap that little sausage 100 times over.
Oh, finally, a proper use for that giant piece of paper with 400 names on it that no one's heard of.
Packing in 3 years' worth of nutritious papery goodness, the ballot paper Sanger tides you over to the next election.
I think I'm lost inside the sandwich now.
When you can wrap that sausage all over again.
Can I please try the House of Representatives sandwich instead?
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Okay, guys, we need to stop the show for a minute.
Why?
I can not deal with sausage. I've heard the word, or words, is it a portmanteau, whatever it is, sausage fest. I've heard that too many times.
Mm.
I never need to hear it again. I would like, please request that you rename this event. I am not coming to Sausage Fest.
Should we think of some
to rename
names?
Yes, I would like you to rename your event.
Well, if it's a great name, I don't know why it offends you so much. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be backing this event. It's our official. Well, okay. Well, why don't we think of a new name then, guys?
What about Wiener World? Would that work?
Oh, that sounds more like a theme park. But I was thinking,
yeah, Wienerpalooza would be good.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh my God.
What about Big Hot Droopy Meat Day?
Andrew.
Maybe it's the sausages are a problem. We should get away from that. What about Sauce Squirt 2019?
Okay, Dom, I cannot believe you just looked me in the eyes and said Sauce Squirt. I actually just want to leave. I'm
going to
quit my job. I don't want to be involved anymore.
What did you think of? I just thought of tomato sauce.
Sounds great. I'd go to Sauce Squirt in a heartbeat. You're not keen, Zoe?
No,
not keen?
I'm not
keen. Would you go to an event called Pork Finger Feast?
Oh, my God. Andrew.
What about Meet the Meat Tubes?
Oh, my God. Stop it.
I like it.
Is that seriously the best you guys have?
The hot dog and sausage fiesta?
Hot dog and sausage fiesta.
Oh, I don't mind dog and sausage. That's what good. What about a hot log party?
Oh, my God. Just call it Sausage Fest. Call it Sausage Fest.
Get your snags out 2019.
What about, because it's about the best sausages, isn't it? So what about creme de la sausage?
Oh, that's not bad.
Creme de la sausage. I'm done. I'm out.
Well, Zoe, we'll see you on Friday at Stuff a Piping Hot Liverwurst in Your Mouth Fest.
See, I'm thinking that we should call Sausage Fest Hot and Humid Meat Wave.
Oh, my God. Surely we are done, right?
Well,
Have we talked about the juicy meat tube jamboree?
I was thinking beef cylinders a go-go.
Oh, no. No.
Well, no. I want to go for just plain old sauce orgy.
Oh, nice.
Paul's on the line, actually. This is getting even wider, I think, the name list.
Paul, please tell me you're not calling with more sausage names.
Well, they do call sausages bangers, so I thought you could call it a banger fest.
Paul, what are you doing to me?
That's very classy.
Paul,
I love it.
Okay, everyone's ganging up on me.
I think we're calling it Banger Fest, aren't we? We're calling it Banger Fest.
Look, you guys all have a great Banger Fest. I am not coming to Banger Fest.
It's going to be a good party,
bang
though.
Bang each other.
Name aside, we probably will.
Will you? You probably will. There we go. That's a nice admission there.
Maury Meat have done the snags. And also, it's going to be at Young Henry's Brewery in Newtown. They've put together a special voter's bitter beer for us, representing how we all feel about the election.
When you're all full up on scare campaigns,
Bill Shorten cannot be stopped when it comes to raising higher taxes.
And there's no way you could take even one more soundbite.
Federal Labor is really excited.
You need Voters Bitter. We've collected the resentment of 15.7 million voters, brewed it with the highest quality exasperation, and then bottled it up into a bitterness so bitter it's as difficult to swallow as a politician's promise.
$2 billion for fast rail between Geelong and Melbourne.
Voters Bitter, the brew that leaves a bitter aftertaste that lasts for a full 3 years.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
So it's time, without any further ado, to reveal the results. Can we get a drum roll, please? In third position, the short and sweet sausage with the little man boobs. In second position, the Clive Parmigiani. He was actually way down the list, but he bought second position. And the winner is...
winning sausage.
The below-the-line sausage. A sausage is almost as big as the Senate ballot paper. At 1.5 metres, we're actually doing it. A huge democracy sausage. I don't even know how they're making it.
So what you're telling us is that at Sausage Fest, there's just going to be a whole lot of really huge sausages. Zoe, you must be really pleased.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. I can't wait to see Dom and Charles at either end, Lady and the Tramp style, eating a below-the-line sausage until they finally make out, like we've all been waiting for.
It's been on the cards for quite some time. It's going to be a huge party. Let's play an ad to celebrate.
Are you the one person in Australia planning to vote below the line in the Senate?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, you don't want to die of hunger while filling it out. Introducing our longest sausage ever, the Voting Below the Line sausage. Almost as long as the Senate ballot paper itself.
Disclaimer, nothing is as long as a Senate ballot paper.
6 metres of non-stop sausage to sustain you while you fill out every box in the upper house.
131, 132, 133.
All so you can put Senator Fraser Anning last.
4,583, 4,584. Wait a minute, do I hate animals or old people more?
The Voting Below the Line sausage. Just don't eat it too fast.
Oh shit, I've run out of sausage and I'm still only halfway.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.